Commuting to and around Nairobi has been a perilous activity over the years. Many Kenyans depend on minivans called matatus to get from home to work and back. And riding in a matatu has been described by one rider as a near-death experience. One could say as much of being a pedestrian or a motorist sharing the streets of Nairobi with these vehicles whose drivers are notoriously reckless. And now, in a classic transition from frying pan to fire, many Kenyan commuters are making do without matatus because of new government regulations. Michael Kaloki is a journalist in Nairobi. And Michael Kaloki, can you first describe for us, what's it like riding in a matatu when there are matatus available?
Well, riding in a matatu is certainly an experience. As you're getting into the matatu conductor usually is pushing you in, telling you to hurry up and find a seat. So as you get in and find a seat, first of all, you're distracted by the extremely loud music that is played on most matatus. And then the driver is usually driving recklessly on the road. And he's, you know, sometimes also talking on his cell phone, which is not allowed according to the traffic laws here.
And you are crammed into this thing, four across, sitting in this minivan.
Yes, and actually, these seats were built for three people. So by the time you finish your journey, it has been a mostly terrible experience for the person.
Well, the Kenyan government declared that there should be seat belts in matatus and that there should be devices limiting the speeds these vehicles can go to 50 miles per hour. And that, can you explain how that has led to what I gather is the virtual disappearance of most matatus from the streets of Nairobi?
Well, by Saturday, when this deadline took effect, there was only one out of 10 matatus in the country that was on the road. Now, a lot of matatu owners did not install the seat belts and did not fit the speed governors into their vehicles. However, they did realize that after this deadline passed, that the government was not going to budge. So only a few of them had fitted in these gadgets into their vehicles, and those are the ones that were on the road. The rest of them are now in a rush, sending their cars to the garages to get these gadgets fitted before they get them on the road.
So with so many matatus not on the roads, how are people getting around in Nairobi?
Walking. There are a number of ways that people are getting into town from outside the city, and these includes taking commuter trains. There are as well bicycles known as border. These are they're called border because you find them usually at the border of Kenya and Uganda, and these are bicycles that transport people from one area to another. So these are actually a new feature here in Nairobi, in the city here. They've never been seen here before. And now this is a bicycle. So you actually sit behind the rider and sort of hang on to these little bars beside you. And that's what is known as a border here.
So we have the commuter train. I've read that people are falling off the commuter trains virtually. They're so packed right now with people.
Yes, Robert. In fact, I actually took one this morning into town, and I was quite scared in taking it because I thought I would be forced to hang on to the train from the outside, because yesterday I actually witnessed some people falling off a commuter train that was coming into the city, because you find that a lot of them have been overfull. There's actually people even sitting on top of the coaches and also on the engine.
Now, from what I've seen in my very brief experience of it, the Nairobi rush hour is not a pleasant experience when it's working well. This sounds like it just must be hell on the roads.
It certainly is, Robert. And an interesting thing about all this, it seems that people have brought out the cars that they've been hiding at home all of a sudden, because there's a major traffic jam build-up in the mornings and in the evenings. And it is even more than when the matatus are on the road. As well, I was talking to a pedestrian yesterday, and regularly he takes a matatu, but since there are no matatus on his route, he has to walk about 30 kilometers out of Nairobi to his home. And he was complaining that there's also a pedestrian jam because everyone is trying to walk at the same time on the same footpath. So you find what he calls a pedestrian jam. So that also seems to be a problem for pedestrians as well.
Michael Kaloki, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Reporter Michael Kaloki, a journalist in Nairobi, talking with us about what Kenyans are doing this week without matatus.